But how was the 584 to operate? Was it generally reliable? And
I loved that machine. It was beautiful to operate. We did have troubles. We had a trailer of spare parts with us, and basically you could fix anything by replacing a gross part, like a chassis.
Mm-hmm.
But I considered it a duty to track everything down to the part. And if I had the part, I'd replace the part, not the chassis.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't allow my supply of chassis to go down, though I remember once that we had one chassis on which I was puzzled and could not pin it down. And I finally narrowed it to the properties of one transformer on that chassis. But I was never, and it was not a replaceable transformer from our stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually had to give up that chassis.
Mm-hmm.
While we were there, we did something that caused a lot of trouble. There was something called moisture and fungus proofing compound. Mm-hmm. And as they were built, the chassis were just sort of bare and naked the way they come out. And we were there was a field operation to spray them all with moisture and fungus proofing compound. And that meant putting tape over certain critical points that weren't supposed to have this varnish sprayed on them, and handling them quite a bit. And that created quite a bit of trouble that wasn't there before.
Mm.
And debugging that and finding the exact cause was, as I recall, sporty. But eventually everything was fungus-proof.
Was that important, as it turned out to have?
We never found out whether it was important. We just did it.
Uh-huh.
Hawaii is a fairly nice atmosphere. It's somewhat warm and humid, and everything grows, and I suppose fungus would too. But there was air conditioning in the vans. I hadn't thought of that point, but I don't know. There was certainly ventilation, and there was internally generated heat when it's used every day.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think, for us, there was no particular obvious benefit.
Uh-huh.
But now that I look back at it, the span of time that I was watching was only 9 months or something like that, though it seemed like forever at the time.